Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Hey. Hey, moms out there. Special treat for you today. Oh, yeah. We got two wonderful people coming on the show. I gotta say, they've written a pretty funny book, and I'm just gonna say it. It's called Shitty Mom, or if you wanna say Shitty Mom with a C. So, and it's Shitty Mom for all seasons. Okay, half-assing it all year long. And I wanna make sure I pronounce their names right. Felicia Ebarbo, is that right? Ebarbo, and like that, and Marianne Zollner. And they're going to be coming on the show. And let me tell you a little bit about them. I met Marianne, very lovely woman, and we just hit it off on the mom track right away. And today's guests are both very productive women. They both are Emmy Award-winning producers for the Today Show. They've been at NBC for more than 15 years. They're also New York Times best-selling authors of Shitty Mom, which was their first book. And it's a humorous take on letting go of perfection to the best a parent can be. And the most recent book in the series is Shitty Mom for All Seasons, half-assing it all year long. It's going to be available April 5th, www.shttymom.com. I see one of them is in the room, but I'm just going to start off with a mom song to get us going. How about this, okay? I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me. Cray to the Z. You make me. Cray to the Z. No texting at the table. And put away your phone. The voices in my head won't leave me alone. I can write a song about it. I can tell a joke. I can take some meds. But I can't smoke. Make me. Cray to the Z.
Make me
cray to the Z.
Where are we going with this?
Moms. It's great. I read the book. It's terrific. It's amazing. I'm going to open up their mics, but I had a great kick reading it because I was going, wow, we moms think really alike on a lot of topics here. And they're very funny ladies and charming. You might have seen them this morning on NBC. Delightful. And I'm going to open up their mics now. If they can hear me, here it goes.
Hey, Nancy.
Ladies,
hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, thanks for having us
on. Horrible. What? Oh, thank you. I wrote it and sang it. But yes, I have I don't know if you know this, but I'm actually the founder of Momedy, so Mom Comedy. So, but that's why I love this book. That's why I love this book so much. I was having so much fun, but I was going, we are so devious. I kept going, no, this is wrong, and so right on so many levels. I was going, yes, yes, yes. The only thing I didn't see in there is one thing that I would like that I do is I pretend clean. Like I just wake right before they come home and I spray everything. Like, you know, I spray the window,
oh,
I spray just around like an air freshener. And then I sit in the chair and I go, I can't talk right now.
I've been cleaning all day.
I'm exhausted. I've been going at it all day.
All day, you're killing me. But the book was so funny. I mean, in a tongue-in-cheek kind of way, because at first I was reading it and going, what? Oh, wait a minute. And not, Alicia, I'm sorry, I mispronounced your name. Is it E-Barbel?
E-Barbel, exactly.
You got it right.
E-Barbel.
You got it right.
I want to say it with my Spanish accent. Is that Alicia E-Barbel?
Okay. Oh. Yes, I will marry you.
You were terrific on NBC. You ladies were terrific. I love Pat Battle. That was terrific.
Pat Battle's
I love
the
what
best.
You said about the book, and the book comes out on the 5th, correct?
Yeah, but you can pre-order it now on Amazon.
Oh, okay. Right to Amazon, people listening. And it's so great. And I want to talk some more about the book. I'm still laughing at just certain passages. And just, I like that you divided it up into seasons. Because now, tell me your first book, too. It's online and available as well. Because they can
Our
just
first
write,
book was,
Mother's Day is coming.
Exactly. Our first book was Shitty Mom. And it's basically, we called it the parenting guide for the rest of us. Because as Marianne and I have been going about our you know, 9-to-5 job here at the Today Show, everything we do is information-based. But what do we do as parents? We come in and we say, oh my goodness, I had the worst mom moment today. Let me tell you about it. And then once you share it with one of your colleague goes, I can do better than that. I have a worse story for you. So then they would, you know, one-up you. And like any other game, it turns into a competition of sorts. And, you know, yes, it's a competition. Yes,
oh,
it's a game,
all competition. It's all competition.
Exactly. Exactly. But at the end of the day with this game, you feel better about yourself. And that's what the goal is and was. And so when we decided we were going to be working on Shoddy Mom, can we say shoddy or can we say the other?
You can
or
say
how,
shitty on my show.
Shitty.
Yay! So when we decided we were going to do Shitty Mom, it was we just want a non-advice book on letting go of those less than perfect parenting moments so that everyone feels good about the decision they made that morning in the 2 minutes that they had before they getting their kids off to school. So, you know, it's this second one is just basically a follow-up to that with more fun non-advice and heavy in the anecdotes, and we just divide it up into the seasons because most of us with elementary age students, you know, the seasons are so important to us.
You're so right because, I mean, I'm a mom. That's how you live your life. You're going, well, if I do this, I can go away for 2 weeks this week. And it's my life was the school schedule. That owned me.
Yep.
You're just on it. And now, can I ask how many each children do you have and ages?
I have 15. No, I'm just teasing. I have two.
My
two little girls that are nine. I'm drunk. We just had champagne with Erica Hill. So I've had a bottle.
Okay.
I've had a bottle of champagne. So don't mind me, Nancy. I have a 9-year-old and an 11-year-old.
And I
okay.
have two children as well. I have a, my son is 12 and my daughter just turned 11 yesterday.
Oh my gosh. Oh boy. That's the year. That's the year they learn that special language. Oh, you only have two faults, everything you do and everything you say. that's the teen years. That's the language when they come out with, hey, how's your day? How's everything going? You want a snack? Don't talk to me. I know. That's so great. And you know what I liked? That a lot of women, and I thought you were very brave to do this in this book, you listed the types of moms.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. So tell us
what type are you, Nancy?
Oh, please. I'm the type that says, you do the PTA. I'm not going near those women.
you know what kind we are. We're the shitty moms.
Tell
the
me
thing
about
is,
that. Judge everybody else.
That was brave. That was brave. Nobody talks about that. We all think it. But those moms are out there. So mention a couple of them if you could.
Well, one is a high maintenance mom, and she's the one that we're talking about, the annual PTO fundraiser, or PTA.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the hippie mom. She's just relaxed about everything. No haircuts for her son. She's so mindful and accepting and calm. She's always happy to pitch in. But then when it actually comes to work, she's like, "Peace out, man. I have to go do my drum circle."
You've got the overly positive moms who everything is unicorns and rainbows. You know, it's happiness, it's gratitude, everything's super fun. You have those kinds of moms. And all I can think of is Patty Simcox. What would Patty Simcox from Greece? She'd be the overly positive mom.
Oh, gosh. It's just so true. I was a hangback mom. I'll do whatever you need me to do. I'll go on every field trip. I'll be at every book sale like that. Don't ask me to make cupcakes. I'm going to buy them and hang back because I just couldn't deal with the politics of motherhood. And I couldn't believe it. I said, wow, they were brave in there. You were really, I thought, uh-oh.
What did you like? Because you know the bad hygiene mom?
Oh,
the bad hygiene mom that you just like, she just wants to be in there. And you're just like, yeah, can you like hang outside? There's snow outside, but there's some like flowers to plant.
Yeah.
It's like, really? It's snowing. You're like, no, those bulbs need to go somewhere.
All right. Once again, I just want to give the website in the middle, www.shttymom.com, and also available on Amazon. And also, did you ladies pick out any passages for me? Did you find something?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes,
okay.
Yes. Well, mine is all about the drunk, feisty mom because,
you know,
there are those moms out there who do like to enjoy their vino. But I'm here to say.
What's in that sippy cup?
Exactly. I'm here to say that even with that, we fail. The whole premise of Shitty Mom is that, you know, we are always failing. There is some sort of parent fail in our world, and it always happens between, you know, the hours of 7:15 in the morning and 8 a.m. when you're getting your kids out the door. But we wanted to talk about this whole notion of cocktail play dates and the Chardonnay and the sippy cups. That's one of our very dear friends who wrote that book. But, you know, even that's hard to do. If you're a shitty mom, even that is impossible to do. So let me read a little bit about that kind of mom. Getting wasted in the middle of the work week, like micro mini cigarettes and going to sleep with your makeup on, is a younger single girl's game. Yes, it is. It's a game for women who don't have to get up in the middle of the night to change a diaper, get up in the morning to make chocolate chip pancakes, then eat the cold pancake bits off of melamine happy face plates because they're too tired to make breakfast for themselves. Some of you are scratching your heads. Wait, aren't moms drunk all the time? Cocktails before playgroup, Chardonnay and sippy cups. We've all read the books. For moms, Go Fish is just another drinking game. But no, the sad truth is, moms don't party nearly enough. Could we have a few belts while we pick up Legos in the living room? Sure, unless we have to drive for the carpool or help with math homework. moms laugh about drunken playdates, but actually, even in the realm of going out and drinking too much, we're falling short. We'd like to blow off steam like all the fun, drunk, single people, but we can't. Fifth grade math is hard, people. And so it goes on and on and on. But we joke around about how we can't even do that right. You know, we all say it's in our vernacular to say, I just need a glass of wine. That's really what it all boils down to, just one. Because once we have one, we got to go to bed. I got to take my makeup off. I got to get my PJs on. Like all of a sudden, it's Splitsville. I got to get to bed.
You look at a picture of yourself and you go, "What happened to her?"
Oh yeah, she was young and cute and perky. Yeah, she was all of that. And now we're us.
That's so great. And who just read? Marianne or Alicia?
Alicia.
That was Alicia.
Okay. Alicia, okay. Marianne, do you have something? Or
I do. I said why we have something in the spring session, which is why moms should boycott the word staycation. Number one, the bank bailout bitches. Staycation has become especially popular since 2008. There's good reason for that, and it's not that President Obama is a secret Muslim. You know, a word's a problem when you can trace it back to an economic depression. It's not actually a fucking vacation. I just use the F word. Sorry about that. I just dropped the F-bomb.
That's okay.
Moms who have taken a staycation know the truth. You're either taking a vacation or you're staying at home. One of them involves a change of scenery, rest, better weather, and or fun sightseeing. The other involves catching up on household chores, letting your kids watch extra TV, and maybe sneaking in a nap before dinner. Don't lose perspective on what you desire, a vacation. And then
wow.
We list other super works that are staycation. Bennifer, newscast, frenemies, tofuarchy, Reaganomics, affluenza, feminazi, and jeggings.
Oh, God. It's so funny. You know, ladies, I have to tell you, as I was reading this book, but maybe it's just my show business in my thing, I kept thinking, this is like the two broke girls with moms, kind of. This should be a TV show in here. You have so many episodes. That
Nancy,
we like the way you
think.
Yeah, exactly.
That should
calling
be
calling Hollywood.
Be great,
hello.
It would be a great TV show. I mean, you have the two broke girls kind of thing where every week is what they're trying to just survive. But you have so many episodes in this book by itself. I mean, every chapter's an episode.
Oh, Nancy, from your lips to God's ears is what we like to say.
It is so true. Again, I want
what
to say
what was your favorite part, Nancy?
Oh, well, it was blisting the moms because my son's now 21 and I'd forgotten the hell that was the going there. You know, the cliques, the moms that don't talk to you, you know, the everybody who says we want you to be involved as long as you do what we want you to do. And it's that kind of thing. I remember that those kind of the mom things hit me. That just hit home. That was like struck a nerve. I love that. I do love the staycation too because I always say, why do they call it a holiday? I've never worked so hard in my life.
Right.
Staycations are impossible to do. They really are. And then at the end of those 5 days, you are worse off than you ever thought you were going to be 5 days earlier. You really are. It's not fun, and it really should be removed from our vocabulary.
Oh, I also like the babysitter portion. About babysitters and stuff.
Yes.
And I like the part about finding the older mom to hold your baby.
Oh, absolutely.
The pool. And that was good, too. That was so true. You start to look like, who's near my age?
Exactly.
I was an older mom. I was constantly in the park, and the people would be asking me, the other people would be going, so, lady, how long you been watching that child? Go, it's mine.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I'm not the nanny.
Well, it's funny because we talk about how, you know, kids are like iPhones. And if kids are like iPhones, then babysitters are like chargers. And you need to have a ton of chargers around because, you know, God is the Mary Poppins ideal of a babysitter.
Yeah.
And so we all need to have more than one babysitter around, because you just never know. We need them as backup as all times. That way when one craps out, we're able to grab another one and keep moving.
Oh, I'll tell you what I did. This was so sneaky. I knew a lot of actresses that needed part-time work, right? So they all mm-hmm. so they were all friends, so they could trade off times with each other. And then they were going, well, I don't know, because I really want to be an actress, and I don't have anything to be with. And I said, keep babysitting for me, and I'll write a show, and I'll put you all in it. And that's
that
what
was
I did.
So sneaky.
And so they kept babysitting for me. I had them. So I said, no, I'm working on it. I went for a year of alternating five babysitters, alternating, watching my son. And I wrote a show called Sex, Lies, and Babysitters. And
oh.
I put all my babysitters
did it.
In the show.
Oh, my God. I
yes,
love
I
it.
Did.
We're going to use that as our excuse, too. Just like, come on, babysit. You know, we're working on a show about shitty mom. You'll be the babysitter
yeah,
in it. But guess what?
Yeah,
it will
yeah.
never happen.
No, it's so good. Now, ladies, I'm looking for I got my paperwork all over the house. Oh, I think I found it. But let's see. You have about 8 sites. So why don't we tell the people where they can go? Because you have Twitter, you have Instagram, you have. So let's list them.
And those are the only ones. And those are the ones that you can see.
Yes.
You got a lot
now
of
you
stuff
have
on the dark web too.
Facebook, SHTT Mom. That's Facebook. Pinterest, again, same spelling, SHTT Mom. Instagram, same spelling. Twitter, same spelling. And your website. So Amazon, they're available on Amazon. You can pre-order. Correct.
And Barnes and Noble.
Barnes and Noble.
Or your local
also,
independent
I just,
bookstore.
I want to put out there just because it's going to be Mother's Day in 6 weeks. 6 to 8 weeks.
What's
this,
that?
The double book.
We don't know what that is.
The double book will be a good gift to get both books for your mom.
Absolutely.
And
we like how
so
you think,
be,
Nancy.
Yeah,
and
what,
it and it, as we were as we've been going on and talking about all these kinds of moms, no matter what kind of mom we all are, because we are in a world of no judgment. Like everyone is a shitty mom, whether they think so at all or not. Even if they're wearing the yoga pants and working out every day, all day, even if they're the crazy, outgoing, positive mom, even if they're the relaxed, hippie mom, doesn't matter what kind of mom they are, because we all at one time or another are shitty moms. We drop balls all the time. We are never perfect in the eyes of our children or ourselves. I mean, we're our worst critic. What shitty mom is all about is basically just letting that guilt go. And letting that ideal of perfection just slip by us. Like, forget it, because we're never going to be that person that we think we need to be. So the happier that we are as shitty moms and saying, I'm a shitty mom, I'm okay with that, the happier and better we are at accepting that about ourselves, I think the better we are as talking and treating our children with respect and love and kindness. There are times when, you know, we say in the morning, don't wake us up in the morning because we want to sleep in. You know, Marianne and I work 5 days a week, so do many other people. And the weekends is hard. It's hard to catch up. And at times you need to be honest with your kids and say, hey, I need a minute. So Saturday morning we're going to leave snacks out. We're going to leave milk juice boxes, whatever. You guys help yourselves, watch whatever TV you want, and when we come out, we'll all make breakfast together. So we always find
yeah,
that bribery
true,
is a really
guilt.
Good relationship. Exactly.
I love what Mary Ann said this morning on NBC about the water hose. Your parents,
oh,
their
absolutely.
Idea of, here's the water hose.
Oh, that was,
go outside.
Yeah.
Go outside.
I was one of 7 growing up. I mean, there were 6 brothers. Like, we didn't have time. I remember my mom used to send me to Vacation Bible School. We grew up Catholic, but my mom used to send me to Baptist Vacation Bible School. And I would come back and I'd be like, Mama, they just said I'm going to hell because I'm not Baptist. And she'd be like, oh, that's all right. Did you get a free cookie and some Kool-Aid? I was like, yep. And she's like, well, enjoy. Go back. I'm like, but they just said I'm going to hell. She's like, you'll be all right. It's good to get along with people. Get used to it.
Marianne, my mother did the same thing. She sent us, I'm Catholic, she sent us to Episcopal summer camp because it was like, it's okay.
It's
did you
free.
Play? Fine.
It's free. Get along. Got to get And plus, they had really good cookies.
It's so true, and it's but you have so many different parts. You know what else? Your book is a good pool book. It's a good beach book.
Oh, yes, yes.
Because you have so many chapters that you can put it down, pick it up, put it down, pick it up.
It's a great toilet book, too.
It's great for the summer.
And it's great for the potty.
Oh, bathroom reading?
Yeah.
I'll never come out.
We have lots of moms that write us and like say that they're locked into the bathroom with our book.
Oh gosh. You know what? I'm going to have to play then. I have a song for that.
Oh, goody.
And I will play
Yeah, we need to hear that. We need to hear that song.
I will play it, and we have, you know what I'm going to do? I'll play it at the end, and I'll extend the show. So it might seem like it's going off the air, but it actually will stay online longer, and I'll dedicate that song to you guys. We have four minutes. So what would you like to say, ladies?
Buy the book. It's the greatest book you will ever read in your entire life. Go, Alicia.
Yay! I'm a super positive mom. No, I think it just, you know, it's and the onus of shitty mom is also not being a bad mom or a horrible mom or a mean mom. You know, it just means that we're just trying to survive like everybody else does. So find a way, ladies, dads, grandparents.
Follow them on Facebook.
Yes, follow us, but tell us your stories, because we'd love to know what everyone else's parent fails are. We're hitting the Today Show later on this week, and we'd love to share. They're looking for parent fail stories, so anyone who wants to tweet us at @shttymom, we'd love to share those, because that's what it's all about. It's just about sharing and laughing and loving.
And because we're
and
all
you will laugh
together.
At this book. You will laugh. And also, I highly recommend it. And, again, make a great TV series with anybody listening out there. So go to www.shttymom and order your book today. Thank you, ladies. And I'm going to dedicate these next two songs to shitty moms everywhere.
Yay!
Here we go.
Thank you. Thanks, Nancy.
What? Oh, no. Now I have two men to play the where is game with. You know that game where men never know where anything is? You know why men can't find anything? Because they're too busy asking you where it is. It's like I have nothing better to do than to hide all their possessions. Oh, look, my husband's wallet. He'll probably be looking for this soon. He'll never find it here. My son's favorite toy. I know I can listen to him cry for it for hours. I'm evil. And they're always calling out your name, and it's always at the same time. Ma, 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 ma. Nancy, 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 Nancy. Query, 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 query. My uterus isn't a homing device. Leave me alone. Gotta run. Gotta hide. Here they come. Oh, no. Where'd I go?
Mommy needs a timeout.
Moms, you want to check them out. Not that they're shitty moms, they're very nice ladies, Marvel and Alicia and Marianne Zollner. And let's see, I'm going to dedicate this last one to them. Don't forget, go to www.shtty.com and go to Amazon, get that book or two. This one's dedicated to those lovely ladies right now.
After a week of attending to everyone else's needs, a mommy's night out becomes almost
thank you. This has been Nancy Lombardo, your host of Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Here's to all you moms. Have a good day.